Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We're joined by another in the ranks of great young coaches in the NFL, Herm Edwards. Thanks for joining us.
Nick, thanks for having me on.
It's great to be able to pick the brain of people that are not only experienced as players, but are dealing with the kind of culture in the NFL that exists where you have free agency, you have some tremendous turnover from one team to the next, and you've done a tremendous job turning things around in New York. Certainly it was a very, very difficult season last year. Before we get to that, I just want to say a few things about Herm Edwards. Born in Eatontown, New Jersey, the son of an African-American World War II veteran and his German war bride. Tell us a little bit about that. I actually was born in Munich, Germany, Herm, and I'd like to hear a little bit about your parents and what influences they both brought to you.
Well, I thought the thing that stands out to me from my mother and my dad was that very, very hard workers believed in America, believed in opportunity, and really never made excuses for the situation they were in. And I think they looked at America as a place for, obviously, opportunity and people to advance. My father was a master sergeant in the military for 27 years, so he taught me a lot of discipline. Respect, honor, integrity, those type things. My mom came from Germany, really didn't know anybody coming to America. Was a little bit at a time when it was probably not the best thing to do. An Afro-American marrying a German woman wasn't acceptable.
Wasn't too popular.
Yeah, it wasn't the thing to do, but I think the thing that I learned from both of them was that it doesn't matter what public opinion is at that point, man. It was that they loved each other and that they were going to deal with the hardships they had to deal with, and brought me up that way of knowing that you treat everyone fair. And, you don't look at people's color or their background or how much money they make. You need to look at them with a keen eye and understand that everyone's the same. Everyone's trying to do the same thing and trying to advance themselves and become better people. So that's how I kind of grew up with that kind of mindset.
Well, Herman, that must have had a tremendous influence on you. My father was not in the military, but he was in the State Department. He was actually in the CIA, and I can say that now that he's been out of it for 25, 30 years. But he still won't tell me much of what he did, by the way. But we lived in Germany for a couple years back in the mid-60s, and my mother was essentially an English war bride. So I can relate a little bit, although certainly having a mother who was German right after the war must have been an interesting experience. Tell us about the rest of your family and the influences that they brought to you and the kind of competitive edge that you've always brought to your play.
Well, I thought the greatest thing my dad ever did for me is, as far as athletics, he didn't coach me. He didn't want to coach me. He said, I'm not your coach. He says, the guy that's coaching is your coach. He says, I'm your dad. I'm your parent. He says that, you need to understand that I'm here as a parent. I'm not here to be your coach. You need to listen to what the coach tells you to do. Now, if you need some extra help or something like that in certain situations, I'm here to provide for that. But you need to go through the ups and downs of being an athlete. And you can't expect your parents all of a sudden, if you're not playing, if you're not on first team, for me to run out there and tell you, coach, you should be playing. Because that's part of athletics. You have to go through the process of dealing with some hardships. And I learned that very, very early. And he said, then you're going to have to make some decisions. You know, you can always come to me with a decision, and I'll help you through it. But eventually, he always gave me the ability to choose what I wanted to do. And I thought that was very, very good for me at a young age.
We had Phil Simms on about 6 weeks ago talking about how he would do things differently because he wanted to empower his kids. And if he had to do it differently now, he said he would, because he left to his 17, 18-year-old son the decision of where to go to college. As you remember, Kellen Winslow, the great tight end with San Diego, was a lot more proactive, maybe too proactive, right, in that regard. But it's an interesting thing to hear that, because on our Friday show, which focuses on youth sports, what we try to do is take the lessons from the week, which are the adult playground, shall we say, of the values in society, and try to make them lessons for kids. And one of the first ones we talk about all the time, Herman, is this lesson, that most parents want to get involved and coach their kids during games, and it ends up being usually the biggest mistake they ever make.
Well, I just think, you have good intentions, but it never turns out that way. It's always about, and this is what's great about athletics for the most part, if they're involved in a team sport, it's about the team. It's not about your child. And that's what you have to understand. Regardless if they're playing on the first team or second team or third team, the thing that they're getting out of it, they're learning a lot about life when they're involved in team athletics, because One thing about sports, as we all know, especially football, everything you go through in your lifetime, it happens in 3 hours on a football field. Your ups, your downs, your anxiety, the exhilaration of you winning the game, the sorrow of you losing the game. You got to deal with all that. But at the end of the day, the one thing you realize is it's only a game. At the end of the day, it's in life. Sports is, it's in the toy department. and I think sometimes we forget about that. Sometimes we make it bigger than what it really is. And if you have that talent to go on and like you had done and be a professional player, that's one thing. But about 1% of all the kids will become professional athletes. And we know that. And sometimes that's hard for parents to grasp. They think their son's going to be the next Tiger Woods or their son's going to be the next Nick Lowry, or whoever it may be. And that's not so. I think what they have to realize is use athletics as a tool to make you a better person in life, because a lot of those life skills in athletics you can apply to what you do every day.
Let me ask you this. I have never asked this question before on the show, but is it possible to be a good coach without being able to articulate these life lessons? In other words, when you talk about, as we've had with Jerry Kramer about Vince Lombardi, when you talk about the great coaches in history, every one of them, and I would defy anyone listening now to give me an example of a coach who does not have the ability to help his players or her players understand that these lessons on this battlefield called the court or the playing field are the lessons that are going to be the ones that they take with them the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and I think most coaches understand that. At the end of the day, and I always say this, that I'm trying to make my players better men. If I can make them better men, they're going to be good football players. And if they understand that there's integrity involved, there's trust, there's a work ethic that you have to understand, there's some sacrifice you have to give up. In athletics as well as life, if you're going to accomplish anything in life or in athletics, you have to be committed to something. Most people want convenience. And the thing about athletics is not convenient. It's not supposed to be. It's not convenient to play athletics. There's always some things that are going to go wrong. And if you want a convenient sport, you're in the wrong field, because athletics is no convenience involved in it. And I think sometimes our parents, when we're parents, we want to make it convenient for our children. And sports is not about convenience. It's about inconvenience. And the people that can deal with it and the young athletes that can deal with that are the ones that are going to be successful.
Well, in our next segment, we're going to go into a couple things that your friend Tony Dungy told us about you, why he brought you with him and made you the assistant head coach there, and the way that you were able to change that culture. And I look at it very intimately from my own experience of seeing how things turn around so quickly with Carl Peterson and Marty in 1989 when you came there too. I'd like to have you in our next segment, Herman Edwards, compare those two experiences about rebuilding the confidence. Because as I talked with, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, my teammate at Dartmouth, Jeff Immelt, who now runs General Electric, if he had to whittle it down to the simplest thing, he said, leadership is about making the people around you feel confident about the jobs they have to do. We want to talk about how you build confidence in yourself in the midst of the media, in the midst of the onslaught in New York. I sure had to deal with it with two consecutive losing seasons with Richie Kotite, where we were 3-13 and 1-15, where every little mistake is, blown up to the size of, it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to talk about those experiences and how you build confidence that is undeniable as an individual for yourself, and then how you give it as a gift, as a lesson to your team. You're listening to Herman Edwards, one of the great young coaches in the NFL, who also is going to give us insight into playing as a player. That's what I like about Herman, is as a player, he understands we are the soldiers on the battlefield. How often do we talk about leaders who ask their players to do things they would never do themselves? We'll be right back on Head Games Radio with Herman Edwards, the new coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.